Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 19. This is 2023 recap, wins, losses and life lessons. So in this episode we're going to cover my own review of 2023 across education, business, personal and training, and three main life lessons I learned over the year. So for the structure of this episode, I'll go through the EBPT framework, so education, business, personal training. I'll run through that for my 2023. Then I'll go through some wins that I pulled out and some challenges slash losses. And then I'll finish up with three life lessons I learned from the year. So this is actually just the review I did myself just before Christmas. And I happened to actually listen to one of these podcasts this week, the 2023 reviews. And I was like, oh yeah, I should do one of them. I like listen to them. Most people like listen to them. Kind of get behind the scenes of the person that they're following. So on the EBPT framework, so education. Well, I suppose to give a bit of a background for that, that people wouldn't really know. Like, I'm massive on education, as you probably know if you follow me. That's what's got me living the life I am today. Like, this is my view on the world. Whatever problem you have, the way out is taking ownership and educating yourself. Like, wisdom is the way out. That's the same for any problem. So I've been educating myself then since I realized this at 23, and I'm 31 now. So even probably, yeah, six, seven, 8 years of educating myself, and I track it all, and the courses I'm buying and the coaches I'm going to, etc. Spent, I think it's like 35,000 over, kind of 6, 7, 8 years. So, you know, big thing on, like, once you realize you, like, where you put your money, that's what you value. So it's very easy to see what people value. You could say, oh, I value my health, I value this. What are you spending your money on? Nights out, partying. Cool. You value fun. So it's just, you know, harsh truth straight away on the education and your values. I'd spend 10K on partying, you know, before 23 and, you know, done a J1 in America, all this type of stuff. Great. But what did I value after 23? The programs I have, like the physical freedom, mental freedom, lifestyle design, because they're the areas that I wanted to improve in. And that's where the 35K or whatever has gone and counting each year. So what did I have this year? I had the 2-hour writer course. So that's from Dan Coe. Some people definitely know him that listen to me. Like, he's blown up now. And that's where my newsletters were based off, actually. So like his writing course system, which was great. And then the other thing I had was the Master Key course from Ryan Mintz. So like, to put it in kind of perspective for you, if you don't know these people, the 2-hour writer course, that was for like my business, to help me to move into like more the newsletter route. Like, I'm not the man for Reels and TikTok and all this shit. Like, you know, I want to give people valuable information, like deep wisdom and insights and stuff. And I prefer to go long form, like a podcast, like a newsletter. So the 2-hour writer, that's what a course for writing. Yeah, to help someone like me who has lots of knowledge and ideas and wisdom, just to structure it a lot better, because I would, you know, blab on or go on too long with different things. Yeah, I just needed help structuring it better. And then the other course, the Master Key, so I would put that under mental freedom. That was all about self-awareness. It's basically a self-awareness course, and it was unbelievable. Changed my life. It was actually through doing that course. So I actually started that course the year previously, but it's such a big course that I was still working on it this year. But yeah, that's where my mental freedom course has stemmed from, is a lot of work in there and other work I've done with different people along the way. But yeah, that course was amazing. I think everyone should be working on their mental freedom. It's the foundation for everything. So they were the two main focuses for my education. 2-hour writer course, you could say business focused, and then the Master Key, which was personal focused and, you know, turned into kind of business focus as well. And then, like, I'm learning things every week on top of that. So, you know, I'm listening to podcasts. Dropped off reading books this year, which was actually in my kind of losses challenges, because I do enjoy reading books. But yeah, I'd be learning things on Instagram. My Instagram and all my social media is curated just for inspiration and education. So I'm learning things every day through YouTube, Instagram, through podcasts, bits and pieces here and there on walks. And then, yeah, I have my courses that I'm trying to focus on as well. So that was the education. Business then. So on the business goals, like, obviously you need to have some sort of revenue income goal for a business, or else it's, you know, it's just a passion if you're not focusing on the money at all. So for there, I didn't actually hit the business goal that I had. And the explanation for that is, and this is part of like what the life lesson will be at the bottom. So what am I now? I hit four years in business this year. And yeah, it's probably just easy to kind of give you that recap to give you the context here. So first year in business, obviously, look, you're just, you know, trying to grow, whatever. So second year in business, then I'd made more than the first year. Things were slowly growing. Excuse me. Third year, then I signed up to a fitness business mentor, where I was like, okay, I need to actually learn how to, you know, monetize these passion stuff and learn the systems and processes of an actual fitness business from someone who's, you know, follow the results, as I say, from someone who's done it successfully. And did all of that and like learned how to, you know, I made a good lot of money. Like I made the same take home pay that year that I made in my last year in my Facebook job in 2019 before I quit to do this. So that was a big milestone thing. Like 3 years after making the leap, follow my passion, I made the same take home pay that I did in the Facebook job. And if you told me that on the day I was leaving, like, look, Mark, 3 years time, you make some income doing something you love, like, you know, I'd have bit your hand off, no take backs. So, but after all that, then I was losing the drive for a bit because I was doing some things, like I didn't go against my integrity, but I wanted to do things differently. Like, kind of like I'm saying now, I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to write newsletters and more long form content and not focus so much on marketing and sales and things like that. And that's what I did. So this year, like I solo traveled to Asia and I was only working like kind of 2 hours a day and traveling and doing Muay Thai, like doing all, ticking all the bucket list stuff that I dreamed of as I sat in my 9-to-5 years ago. So I put the focus away from money and business. In terms of like pure bottom line stuff. So I actually got like 64% of my goal. I didn't actually get. So what am I trying to say here? This is the first year in business that I've made less money than the previous year. Because the first year is the first year. Second year went up. Third year went up. The fourth year is now less than the third year. But that's fine. You'll see once you get to the bottom. I'm happy enough with that. Because I followed my internal compass. And I did things in the way that I wanted to do it. Which we'll actually see. Yeah, we'll see down there in a sec. So, second point then on the business was, yeah, building a solid infrastructure that will allow me to grow my business for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the way that I want. So this was the win. So you could say like the bottom line was a quote fail, just in terms of pure money, because I made less than last year. But let's say the longer term view of like setting up the business in the way that I want it, that was a win. Because I've branched out to different programs now, like the Mental Freedom course, the Lifestyle Design University. I launched them this year and have people in them now and getting results. And it's very fulfilling to continue to, you know, follow the internal compass, like I'm saying. I know I can help people in these things. Ironically, like the Physical Freedom Program is the established one there, and I've worked with like hundreds of clients, and you know, there's whatever 30, 40 savage reviews there and stuff. Technically, I'm only doing that like 5 years, whereas I'm studying and implementing lifestyle design for 8 years. You know, so it's just once I start thinking about all these, I'm like, yeah, why am I teaching people that? Because that literally changes your life too. And same with the mental freedom stuff, like that changed my life probably more than any of them. So that was the internal compass thing where, look, the old mentor telling me, no, focus on your established program. That's how you make your money. But I have to step back and think, why did I leave the Facebook job? Because I want to follow my integrity and I don't want to answer to anything for money. Money isn't the main driver here. You need to make it, of course, but yeah, it's not the main driver. So then that's what I had to do in this situation. Yeah, I'm in my own business. I'm my own boss. But I'm nearly getting dragged down the same mistake of doing things purely for money. I love the physical freedom, obviously, but I knew in my internal compass, when you learn how to listen internally for what you really want, I wanted to help people with the mental freedom. I wanted to help people with the lifestyle design. So I had to go make them programs. And they took probably 6 months or more. That's what I did when I was in Asia, actually, where like I was just doing the client work that I had. I wasn't doing any extra like sales marketing. I was building the other programs as I was traveling Asia. So that's what a large part of the year was taken up by. And I'm extremely proud of myself that I've done that. I've people now have come through the Mental Freedom course. I've done two of them. They run for 6 months and great results there from them as well. And yeah, it's life-changing stuff. And I'm proud that I've done that. Same with the lifestyle design as well. People coming through, changing careers and getting more passion and purpose in their life, etc. So that's given you the kind of the big insight in behind the scenes in the business, I guess, what my kind of goals are with things, trying to balance, you know, obviously need to make money, but I want to still follow my internal compass. Because if you've downloaded my planners, I think I sent out a free quarterly planner maybe one or two newsletters ago, you'll see at the very front of any plans I do, the values are there, because who I want to be is at the core of everything. Like I said, I've made money different things. You're not happy just making money doing things you don't want to do. At least I'm not, if you value integrity. So I have to follow my own path, do things in my own way. That's how I'm at peace. And that kind of explains the last year with money going down and stuff. So yeah, in terms of that, like structuring the business in my own way that I want going forward for the rest of my life now, or, you know, next 5 years, we'll say, we don't know what's going to happen after that, is that I launched the two new courses, the Mental Freedom course, Life Design University. I shot a documentary last year, actually, because for my about story, like if people land on my page, they're like, who am I? I'd recorded a YouTube video just, you know, explaining my story of chronic pain and injury, etc., settling and overcoming that, and wanted to help people with it. It was just shot on my camera, but when I was in the other mentor group, there was production guys there who were shooting documentaries for people, and I watched a few, and I was like, these are fucking unreal. Like, this is next level stuff, and I need to get there someday. So, you know, invested a good bit of money in that. Was it 1600 or whatever it was? Lots of planning and everything, but we shot that documentary before I went to Asia, kind of around February or March. But I've only actually just launched it there last week. So you'll be listening to this probably, what, next Monday. You'll see my link, and there's a website there as well, which I'll say in a sec. So if you just go to my Instagram, or even you'll see the links in this description. The website will be my only link now going forward. Everything is in there, because I finally got a website done, and the documentary's in there on the front page as well. So, like, you know, things are coming together now in terms of, like, a lot more professional. Like, looks really good. I'm really happy with that now, and that's the base for everything going forward, without all these random links here and there, and, you know, little websites that kind of had to build myself off cheap stuff. Like, now I've invested in proper websites and a proper documentary on the story, which, you know, people were really inspired by and resonating with once I put it online. But that's the whole purpose of it. You know, it wasn't that easy sharing all that and doing all that, but that's, look, inspire and educate people not to settle. That's my vision in life and in business. So yeah, the documentary was done, ticked that off. The website actually got finished like a week and a half ago, so technically 2024, but Jesus, that was a nightmare. If anyone's, you know, been involved with websites and stuff before, it took like a full year to get done. I thought it would be like 3 or 4 months, but anyways, all done and very happy with it. So look, yeah, don't even really want to talk about that much anymore from all the stuff going on over the year. But yeah, you'll see it in the link, guidedandsettled.com. That's literally the only link I'll be putting up anymore, because everything is in there. All the programs, all the newsletters, the podcast link, etc. Yeah, so there were the main things. Look, that's the foundation of the business going forward. The website, you know, the really professional documentary, you know, all my programs there now explained well and everything with all the testimonials. Yeah, in a really good position now to push forward. And then on personal, yeah, this is just personal life. Look, some of this stuff probably very boring. Like, what did I have down here? Yeah, I had some warts on my hands. Don't know, was it kind of from training or something else? Like, you know, and I kind of put them off. Like, you know, I got them frozen, got rid of them. Like, this is just basic kind of healthcare stuff nearly. The one I didn't do was a hearing test. So, yeah, I have tinnitus. If people who have tinnitus know what it is. Like, I basically, if everything goes quiet, you know, you turn everything off, turn music off. Like, I hear ringing in my ears. I hear low-level ringing all the time, basically. And, yeah, it's just called tinnitus. Like, it's fairly common, actually. If you don't have it, you'll be like, what the hell? If you do have it, you'll be like, yep. But yeah, man, I've never actually got a hearing test. I meant to get a hearing test just to see, yeah, how the ears actually are, because certain sounds would actually hurt my ears as well. So, yeah, maybe I have some slight damage to my ears. I don't know yet, because I haven't got it tested. But yes, that's something I need to do. 2024, need to check my ears. Same for you. Do that if you're ringing in your ears or sore ears. Then, yeah, the wealth, there was some, like, wealth goals and stuff in there as well. I haven't hit them either because I didn't hit my business goals. So, look, I'll, you know, in lifestyle design, financial freedom is a big topic. I'll probably just do an episode on that soon. I'm already going a bit over than I probably planned on this one. So, yeah, didn't hit my wealth goal either, but that's okay. Still have a lot there from, you know, all my savings plans from Facebook, etc. Then, yeah, there's relationship stuff there. Look, I'm not going to go into that. I had a few kind of goals for that. And then fun as well. Doing like 1 to 2 fun things a week, and that's what I've been doing as well. Like, quickly on this, one of my mentors told me this, and it was so true, that, like, even if, you know, you're all about discipline and pursuing your passion and training and all this stuff, you need to be fitting 1 to 2 fun things into your week. This is like, this will actually build your capacity to train well and work well and do all these things. But then when you look back on your life, yeah, you can do your own thing, be successful, whatever you want to do. But if you just put in 1 to 2 fun things a week, let's say one, that's 52 things over a year. You know, 4 years, whatever, 208, whatever it is. Like, you can just see how that all adds up. Like, at the end of your life, you could have thousands of these, like, memories and experiences along with all the success and results that you want to. And not only that, like I said, it does actually help you build capacity to put more effort. Like, it's a good switch off and actually reset and put more effort then into your work and training. So then we've covered education, business, training. Or sorry, what did we cover? Education, business, personal. Yeah, the last one then was training. So I split my training into physical, mental skills and reflection. So each one of them are actually split up into kind of subcategories. So for the physical freedom, I have two torn meniscus in my knees, which you may know if you're following me now. That's gone on a good while. So yeah, the story on that, which I only found out recently, I didn't have health insurance when I left Facebook. My own fault. Should have got it. Then ended up tearing my right meniscus at jiu-jitsu. I got the left one scanned before it came back as clear, but I knew something was wrong and it was probably torn. So I got the two of them scanned instead of the right one. Yeah, both of them are torn. And because I had to go the public route, took feckin' ages. You know, literally took like 13 months to get the meeting with the orthopedic surgeon. So like I tell physical freedom clients, you don't need to settle. If you can't do what you want, you do what you can. So I've rehabbed myself to get back to strength training, cardio. I can do all that fine. Can't do jiu-jitsu because I can't bend my knees fully, or else I can't walk on my right knee if someone pushes it in and twists it. But I can do kickboxing and Muay Thai. So I took up kickboxing and Muay Thai, did Muay Thai in Asia, in Tiger Muay Thai, the most famous one in the world. And now I actually like kickboxing and striking. You know, so there you go. There's lots of strategies to overcome injuries as you're rehabbing them. And like this example, some things you can't rehab your way out of certain things, unfortunately. So I will need surgery on that. But the orthopedic surgeon will not do the surgery. So that did not go as I expected. I was upset. I was not happy with that. But through all the mindset stuff in the Physical Freedom Program, you know, within the next day, I'm back on track. You know, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you settle for. Moving on. I'm actually going to go back to jiu-jitsu and just do the drill section, because I'm basically sent off to another surgeon. That could be 6 months waiting for him, you know. So, and the long story short on why he wouldn't do the surgery, like, it's ironic. My right one is bad. So the left meniscus tear isn't too bad. The right one, it's basically gone nearly. So it won't be able to be repaired. So the only thing I could get done on the right meniscus is take it out. Like, kind of, yeah, take it out and just trim the tiny bits that are still there. And if you take out your meniscus, you're more likely to develop arthritis sooner and possible knee replacement, etc. Like, I know all those risks and I still wanted to do it. But because I'm not in pain every day and because I am very capable, he's not going to do it. Like, that's the ironic thing. If I didn't rehab my leg so well, he would have done the surgery. Like, because he's like, people are usually kind of have knee pain walking and different things with that level of damage, etc. And then, you know, I didn't put out a plan. I was just telling the truth. Like, no, like, I'm a rehab coach. I've done the rehab. Like, I can run, I can sprint, I can kickbox. Like, I'm feeling good, but I just can't bend my knees. Like, I can't do jiu-jitsu. I want to get back to jiu-jitsu. So, you know, looking back, if I wanted it done, I obviously should have played possum and limped in and said, you know, I have knee pain every day, and he would have done it. But, you know, it was all kind of too late at that stage. And look, I'm, you know, more a man for telling the truth and stuff. But yeah, so he's like, look, I'm not comfortable doing it because you're a healthy, capable man. You don't need to do, quote, extreme sports. You know how the healthcare route are. And yeah, he wouldn't do it. And then I realized in that moment, like, because I've been the shy person before, not saying what I think, but now I say what I think. So even in the meeting, like, we were kind of having arguments, and he was at the end, he's like, are you happy with that? And I was like, no. And like, the kind of assistant there was getting very awkward, but I'm like, I'm not happy with that. I want to get back to jiu-jitsu. Like, I want to do things that I love. But then I found out, I'm like, is this my decision or your decision? And then he's like, it's mine. I'm like, right, guess he can't put a gun to his head. So that's the meniscus story. But I'm just going to go back to jiu-jitsu. You know, it's out of my hands on that. I thought that would be the final thing to get it sorted, but I'm just going to go back to jiu-jitsu now. Focus on the drills, do what I can, and I'm not going to do the sparring because that's where it's chaos and you know, I could end up not being able to walk, which, you know, walking is more important than doing jiu-jitsu. So I'm going to try and use it as something to improve my jiu-jitsu, where I have to focus on form, learn a better technique, etc. Focus on that in the meantime until we see what happens and what route I'll go with the surgery. Then the few other things, like, yeah, some mental skills there. Other skills then was like juggling. So I dropped off the juggling a good bit when I went travelling. I'm on the 5-ball juggle now, just from 5 minutes a day, showing people how power small gains and how adaptable the brain and body are. Gone from not juggling to 5-ball juggle over like 3 years, just from 5 minutes a day. And it's not even every day now anymore. Yeah, that's power small gains. 5 minutes a day, it's 30 hours a year. So I've juggled for about 90 hours. You're going to be better at anything, whether it's mobility, 5 minutes a day, juggling, whatever. That's what I'm trying to show you. Yes, that's that's the recap. How long are we in there? 20 minutes? Okay. So that was my kind of recap that I did over education, business, personal training. And then I just pulled out a few wins and a few kind of losses, challenges. So the wins, I solo traveled around Asia. So ticking things off the bucket list, I solo traveled for 3 months around Asia. That's, you know, the benefits of online business, doing your own thing, is financial freedom, location freedom. Spent a month in Bali, month in Phuket in Thailand, and then a month in Japan, Tokyo in Japan, which, you know, I cover them on YouTube. So I did an Asia recap video on YouTube. You'll find that through my YouTube. You know, it's like 20, 30 minutes talking all about that, what I did there, the experiences, etc. So go there if you want that. Next win then, got my first car. So as we get to kind of the life lessons, I'm kind of at a different stage of life now that I've ticked off a lot of the travel and bucket list stuff. So now it's more like going towards what I call the kind of masculinity phase, like protection, providing, procreating, all that stage of my life where, yeah, I want to set myself up now that I'm home in Ireland, start putting roots down for the first time in my life. And the first part of that was getting a car. I've had the money to do it, but had it in investments and stuff. But now I'm like, no, finish traveling, finish doing all that kind of stuff. Time to start putting down roots. And yeah, the car was the first one. Then documentary filmed, that was a big win. Expanding the coaching services, like I said, that was a big win. And then kind of along the training one, it was like hitting the legs goal and feeling strong. So like rehabbing the legs so well, even though my meniscus are still torn, like being able to, like, I climbed mountains in Bali, you know, had to kind of nearly run down the mountain with this kind of fit guy who was showing me, you know, knees held up well, like I did Muay Thai and kickboxing and all this stuff. So I'm happy with how, like, my legs are actually feeling the strongest they've ever been. Like, and I think they could be because I got up to like a 75 kg single leg Zercher, an elevated one. So if you know what they are, you'll know how tough they are. So I think I'm actually the strongest I've ever been in my legs. But just ironically, you know, the meniscus that's torn, I can't kind of overcome that without the surgery. Then on the kind of losses, challenges, as I said, like the kind of income slash net worth, it's still very good, you know, for a lot of people. But just, yeah, it wasn't where I kind of set the goals for it. I explained all that. Then, yeah, just on the content. So I call it the content ecosystem, as Dan would call it. It's not running as smoothly as I would want. I'm very consistent with Instagram stories from the very start. That's kind of my thing. I love doing them. But I'm not as consistent with, like, posts or reels or, yeah, different things like that. I didn't have a system that really kind of clicked with me that I wanted to do. But now that's what I'm working on now. Like, Q1 2024, have a few things in place. Like, the podcast is one of them. So I did start implementing things in Q4 last year. I'm getting consistent with the podcast now for the first time ever. And I'm actually going to be getting more consistent now on Instagram posts and stuff. And I've started on LinkedIn as well. I actually have like over 1,000 followers on LinkedIn from my recruiting days. That's what I did in Facebook. I was a recruiter, or a sourcer, I should say, on the recruitment team. So I'm going to start putting out content there since I've a good few followers there. Another kind of lost challenge, dropped off the education courses I bought. So look, everything isn't as good as you might think it is. Like, the two courses I bought, I actually got like 60, 70% through Dan's one. I've only got like maybe 60% through the self-awareness one as well, and then kind of dropped off when I went traveling stuff, never got back to them. So I still have a good bit to go through there. The kind of personal ones, as I said, mean to get a hearing test all year, just didn't do it. And then, yeah, the kind of challenges around my own physical freedom, look, I've got it back, but you can see how you can lose it again through, if you're playing sport, like especially martial arts, it's going to be injuries and stuff coming up. So the two meniscus was one. But then I actually got left elbow tendonitis from the one-arm chin-up journey. Did so well to stay away from that for like 4 years, but it did get me in the end. Just, you know, as I'm saying, check the ego. Didn't check the ego enough. Pushed through when it was kind of on the fence, and look, paid the price for it. And then, yeah, nerve pain as well, which I had down here. Like, going back to the chronic pain days, like, my neck was one of the biggest one, and kind of nervy neck pain, which if you know the nerve stuff, it's not the good stuff. Muscle, tendon, ligament feels different, better in my opinion, if you can say better or worse. The nerve pain is the kind of bad stuff in my own experience. So my neck actually flared up the worst it has in like 5 years. So that was not good. It brought me back to the days. Well, it's good to get that, because I've been away from, you know, overcoming the chronic pain injury for a long time now. It was good to get that jolt back of a few weeks of fucking bad pain. Like, you know, even at one stage, I had to stop working and come up and lie down in my bed. Like, you know, I was like, Jesus, that hasn't happened in about 5-6 years. Like, so, but look, through the Physical Freedom Program, I know how to manage it all now, and it's absolute night and day, and I'm back training and stuff, and yeah, not catastrophizing over that, and knowing exactly what the pain is, and etc. Yeah, so That was it. Yeah, I think we've come through it all there. Actually, I had a little spiel here at the bottom. Maybe. Oh, no, it's pretty much what I covered. It was just, I actually type it out. Like, I chat to myself, like, type it out, give myself a little review. But it's basically just saying all the things I mentioned above. So, what are we now? We're 25 minutes in. Last kind of 5-10 minutes. We'll finish up with the life lessons from 2023. So, from all the kind of stuff I've mentioned there, when I sit back, bigger picture, and pick out a few lessons, like, what are they? What are the main kind of, yeah, bits of wisdom for the bigger picture? So, the first one was, stages of life instead of grass is greener. Okay, so it'll make sense when I explain it. In my, well, obviously, it's my wisdom, my advice. What I always think is better than general advice that's out there. But the whole grass is greener thing, that obviously makes sense. But I think more could be added on to it. Because, for example, even recently in the Lifestyle Design University, one guy in there was like, oh, yeah, I seen on Instagram, you know, the people away in Bali and different places, you know, the picture of the coffee and the laptop, and, you know, geez, that looks unreal, etc. And I'm like, man, I literally did that. You know, I did that this year and last year. You know, I solo traveled Europe in 2022, solo travel Asia 2023. And, you know, I was given the whole spiel of like, look, it's not all it's made out to be. And, I could still be there now in Bali. I only stayed 3 months doing the travel and I wanted to come home at the end. You know, I didn't want to stay there. Like, you have no family, you have no friends over there. As in, like, your best ones, they're back here. And, like, if you're not, like, a beach person, I never went to the beach. I was just working, training and stuff. Like, you know, it really just showed me what I value is, like, the connections in my life and the lifestyle design that I have, the fact that I can do things I want each day, like working with clients and things I love, doing training and things I love, like, learning things that I'm interested in. Like, that's what I actually care. It's not the location for me. And I think that's be the same for a lot of people. So rather than saying grass is greener on the other side, because I think that leaves you a bit confused, because then you think, no matter where I am, I'm not going to be happy, which can be partly true if you don't understand a lot about how the mind works. But it goes deeper than that. So the way I would explain it is stages of life, because rather than being like, oh, you know, oh, it looks class over in Bali, and then being over in Bali and be like, oh, it looks class at home, and you're always like looking over, the grass is greener over there. Stages of life explains it better for me, because, you know, even to give you three here at 23, starting to get into all this stuff, I was like tunnel vision stage in my life. And I was just working, training like a madman, and still having my 9-to-5 and all that on the grind, you know, discipline equals freedom type of stuff. And I loved that. That's what I wanted to do. I wouldn't have wanted to be in Bali or whatever. But then, let's say the stage of my life I was still in last year. Yep, I have financial location freedom. I wanted this for 5+ years, whatever. I have it. Time to use it. Let's go to Asia. Let's go to Bali. Let's go to Thailand. Let's do all these things. That was the stage of my life that I wanted to do it. So I didn't want to be here in Ireland. I didn't want to be anywhere else. I wanted to be there and I really enjoyed it and I had a great time, don't get me wrong. But at the end of it, I did want to come home. And now the stage I'm in, like I said, more the masculinity. I want to be here. I want to, you know, get back to the connections that I have here. I want to start putting roots down. I want to start looking towards, you know, possible serious partner now in future, etc., family. This is the stage of life I'm at now. I don't want to be in Bali. I don't want to go back. Like, so I think that's a better way to look at it. It's not like the grass isn't always greener. It's more like the stage of life that you're in. That's a better way to explain it when I look back on my own life. And because once you do the inner work, and see, a lot of people haven't done this. That's why they're so confused, looking, oh, do I want their life? Do I want their life? Because they don't even know who they are themselves and the things they value and what they want to do. So once you know that, once you learn, you know, do the work on your own values, who you want to be, and then on your own vision, what you want to do, now you will understand the stage of life that you're in. And now you won't be getting that grass is greener type of syndrome, because you'll know who you are, what you want to do, and that's what you'll be doing for the stage of your life. So, yeah, hopefully that makes it a bit clearer for a few people like me who used to kind of, yeah, always be looking at other people thinking grass is greener, not really understanding the bigger picture. So number two, following your internal compass avoids regrets. So this was the whole example I gave about, you know, why did I leave Facebook? Because it wasn't about the money. I was, you know, saving $2,000 a month there. You know, I've done maths before. If I stayed in Facebook, I'd probably have over $200,000 now net worth. I do not have that now. I don't even have 50 at the moment, you know. So, like you can see there, I left to follow my integrity, follow my own path, what I'm passionate about, so I'll have no regrets on my deathbed. Because the number one regret of humanity is, I wish I lived the life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. The number one regret isn't, I wish I had more money. people rarely give a shit about that at the end. So through that, followed the internal compass to leave Facebook. But just like I said here again, last year I made a lot of money last year for the business, but this year I made a lot less. But because I followed my internal compass again and I launched the new products, you know, got the documentary, all these different things, and I did the travel and did the book list, and I'm happy out. Like, I'm proud of myself that I followed that again against people's advice. Because again, who has to live with me with my mindset and like in my head every day? It's me. So, you know, you need to be happy with yourself, proud of yourself, and have no regrets. So that's the big kind of thing here, is that as long as you follow your own internal compass, you won't have any regrets. Even if things go, quote, good or bad, it won't matter. And it's funny because even someone said this to me, and I won't exactly say who it was, but someone said this to me just through hearing me talk about this. And they said, you know what, I respect you, because if you win or lose, you're at peace and you're happy because you walked your own path and you didn't walk someone else's path. And I was like, "That you're getting it now." You know, and that's what it is. And that's what I'm saying here now to you is, like, even if the fucking business somehow crashed and burned through trying to launch other products and different things, that's okay. I wouldn't have regrets, because I know who I am. I know what I want to do, and I followed it courageously. And that's what makes me proud of myself and have no regrets. The only way you can have regrets is when you follow other people's paths, is when you take other people's advice, when you know in your heart you didn't want it, but through fear, through not having the courage to follow your own path, you follow their advice. And what happens then? If that fails, you're fucking filled with regret, because I've been there before. And then you start blaming them. And then they're like, sure, it's your life. And, you know, like, it's just, you know, my advice is to build your own internal compass, learn how to follow it, and you follow that. Yes, of course, you listen to people's advice and you tune your own compass through their advice, but you never blindly follow what someone else is saying, even if they're, quote, the expert. Or, like, I've had mentors, coaches and stuff, I'll disagree with them and I'll leave, and, you know, if I don't agree with what they want me to do. And again, that's how I'm at peace, with no regrets. So that's what that point's about. Follow your own internal compass, avoids regrets. Number three, yeah, simple one here. When some things are up, others will be down. So just like, it was just a reminder for myself, because when I did the recap there over, like, education, business, personal and training, what did you notice? Some are up, some are down. None of them are all up. And then when I look back over my reviews over, like, each year, that's rarely ever the case. Like, it's rarely ever going to be like everything is thriving. And even within the groups, like, even if we took just the training group, like, as I said, my leg training went really well. But then at the same time, I have a torn meniscus. You know, like, the one-arm chin-up, actually, I didn't even have that in there. That's probably, it has plateaued or gone backwards because I got tendonitis. You know, so, like, some training things are up, some training things are down. You know, same if I go into different things on personal education. Some are up, some are down. So it's like, the goal is just to try and get small gains and progress in different areas, yes. But reality is that some will be down and some will be up. And that's it. And it's just to set your expectations, because, you know, that's a big part of, quote, happiness, you could say. Expectations versus reality. If your expectations are fucking sky high and reality's only midway, you're still not going to be content with and happy with what you're doing. So it's just to set the expectations. Some things will be up, some things will be down. That's how it is, and go with it from there. So even, like, more on my mental freedom stuff, I act from intentions over expectations. So obviously I set goals, etc., as yardsticks and ways to measure my progress. But, like, day to day and stuff, I don't actually expect anything from anyone. And that's how you're at peace. Like, I have intentions, I have my values, I have my boundaries, my self-respect, how I want to act, what I'll accept from other people. That's all my intentions, that's all within my control. But I've no expectations from them. So expectations is, that's when things go into chaos, when, you know, you can't control other people. They're a totally different person than you. So, yeah, acting from intentions over expectations, much more empowering way to move throughout the world in all areas of your life. So that was number three. When some things are up, others will be down. So that was it. What was that, 35 minutes? So there we go. That was the 2023 recap. And how will we finish up then? Yeah, no, I won't go through anything now, 2024 related. Look, that's long enough. I might do a separate one on what the plans are there for 2024. So I'll put the link to the new website. We'll put that in there now. That'll be the main link. And the documentary is there as well. So if you haven't seen them on my socials, go onto the website, check it out. You'll see all the programs there. You'll see the newsletters. And you'll see the documentary then as well that I shot, which is really, you know, really professional now. And look, I'm 80-85% happy with it, but look, we'll never be 100% happy with it. It served the purpose. The purpose, you know, I wanted to get my passion out. I didn't want to hold back, and I just wanted to show people how much I care about this and the passion behind it, and I did that. You know, even if, you know, my own opinion a bit, you know, I rambled a bit and I think I cursed a few times, and, you know, but look, that the passion got out there and people connected with it. So you can see that there on the website, and then yeah, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. No point going on about other links. It's all on the website now, so go in there and check that out. Okay? So don't settle, and we'll see you next week.